seductive, warm, fuzzy song. This goes out to the Women of Waves Dutch ship that is providing abortion services in safe international waters for women in hostile to women countries like Poland. And so we're going to say goodbye to Global Exposures, and I finally figured out what that name means. It means going around the world flashing. Obviously, and they're great people, so you couldn't have nicer players. So, to Global Exposures, have a great night. Everlasting Godstopper is here. And we're going to start with the Butthole Surfers. This is called Barbecued Pope.
American terminal. The other night, a voice came to me. Turned out it was God. Said, "Oaks, wake up. This is God here. Over." I said, "You're putting me on, of course, Dylan." So he did a few tricks and moved the bed back and forth. Trembling, I asked, "What is it you want, O Lord?" He said, "Well, frankly, Phil, I went downtown the other day, saw the greatest story ever told, couldn't believe it. It's gone too far. Something must be done about Christianity." Then, woof, in a puff of smoke, he disappeared. The next morning, I woke up, had a few drinks to realize it was all true, and decided to do something about Christianity. What could I do, me, a poor, humble boy from the sticks? Then I remembered I was a songwriter. Aha, uh-huh. So I sat down with pen in hand over my typewriter. And ended up writing this next song, which is a hymn about Christianity. Actually, an anti-hymn. The first anti-hymn, folks. That's the melody. Christian cannons have fired at my days, with the warning beneath the holy blaze, and bow to our authority, say the cannons of Christianity. Oh, the children will be sent to schools, minds of clay are molded to the rules. Learn to fear all of eternity, warn the cannons of Christianity. Holy hands count the money raised. Like a king, the Lord is richly praised. On a cross of diamond majesty, say the cannons of Christianity. Missionaries will travel on crusades. The word is given, the heathen souls are saved. Conversions to our morality, sigh the cannons of Christianity. Come the wars and turn the rules around. Defend your soul on the battleground, and the Lord will march beside me. Drone the cannons of Christianity. Cathedral walls will glitter with their gold, and the sermons speak through silver rolls. Building castles amidst the poverty, say the cannons of Christianity. Worship now and wash your sins away. Drop the coins, fall to your knees and pray. Cleanse the world of all hypocrisy. Smile the cannons of Christianity. Christian cannons have fired at my days, with the warning beneath the holy blaze, and bow to our authority, say the cannons of Christianity, cry the cannons of Christianity.
Thank you.
Just heard the Circle Jerks doing Wild in the Streets. Before that, Ramones did Out of Time. Phil Oakes did Canons of Christianity. Simon and Garfunkel did Blessed. MC5 did American Ruse and started off with the song for the Women of Waves pro-choice and abortion services ship called Women of Waves. God, stop bringing this to my mind. That was called Butthole Surfers doing Barbecue Pope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com and two micro radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And at AtheistNetwork.com you can hear the show repeated throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and
at 8.
8 or 9 at night. Yeah, I think it is 8.
I think it is 8.
Sunday mornings back to back with the Hour of Slack. Another great show.
Woo-hoo.
If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban model theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend is In, and it really is the birthday of King George II, Mr. Numbnuts, war criminal, village idiot, cokehead, executioner, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, war criminal, civilian massacrist, 9/11 cover-upper, Bush. It really is his birthday, and we're going to be on live. It's going to be George W. Bush's unbirthday party, and don't miss that. Coming up on The Reverend is In July, the first installment of The Reverend's rehabilitation program for pedophile priests. We're going to introduce them to adult sexuality, adult entertainment, and looking at humans who are older than the Olsen twins, or Macaulay Culkin when he did the first Home Alone. And we're going to retrain them. And so it's going to be partially wicked humor and the usual stuff, as well as
partially wicked humor, as well as
real clinical shit. So, in addition to this kind of weird reverend head I get into, I am also going to be doing, or kind of wearing my social work worker's hat, as well as if the lines between the different roles in my life weren't blurred enough everywhere I go. I'm going to be part clinician and part lampoonist, and that is when we do the first installment of the rehabilitation for child molesting priests, and also the much anticipated first installment, it might be two parts at once, of the show For the Heartbroken called The Peace and Healing Show. That is coming. There is at least one whole entire show planned, and all kinds of great music, and Lord Jesus has offered to return to help heal the heartbroken. So that's also coming, as well as a new theme that's going to be all humor music and all humor CDs, comedy CDs.
You
will laugh your ass off. The show is funny already, just the notes I have for it. It's going to be called What Would Scooby Do? And that is to come on The Reverend is In. We had two live guest cancellations tonight, and she's going to make me laugh, I know it.
But is trying to be so serious,
and we had,
I'm just not letting him
help, but after seeing the flashers from the Global Exposure show, the RadioVolta.org show that's on before mine, you just totally fucked up my channel.
I did what to your
But that's
what?
Okay.
I would never do anything like that.
I know. Your innocence precedes you.
I'm quite innocent.
However, I know what I was saying. We had two live guests.
I meant vent.
That's okay. See, there's no FCC regulations on internet broadcasting, so
when the Reverend
you can
hears
plug
me
freely.
Say that I want to plug something.
Yes,
he
feel free to
I
plug.
Mean him.
Well, it's what she does between songs anyway when she's on this show.
No,
oh, that was in confidence. I forgot not to tell anybody. And first cancellation.
Right,
yeah, like that Spanish TV show where they all get into
the...
No, but it's a positive because it's
okay.
A happy ending. But first, Jennifer Hunter, before leaving town, was not able to go on the show tonight. So she did not come here. But she's probably going to be here in a month. So you can help this cause by calling her and becoming a new customer for her telephone dom service from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, or call her and be sure to tell her that the Reverend sent you. Jennifer Hunter, 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. And in addition to No Jennifer Hunter, we had a last-minute live guest who is a historian of the Underground Railroad, and there's some kind of Underground Railroad convention or conference in Philadelphia. She's from another state, I forget which, and she was going to come on. She even studied the porn of that era. But anyway, I don't know where she's from, but she was unable to come anyway. So I'm on the phone today with Godstopper, Everlasting Godstopper, who has been on twice before. And she wanted to come here to plug, and I consented to that. So she's going to plug, and she's also probably going to make announcements and talk about the forthcoming July 4th protest in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And
there's several
miscellaneous other things.
On Friday, July 4th in Philadelphia.
That's right. There is a national action on the 4th of July in Philadelphia. There is time to plan to come and to go to Philadelphia for
Everyone
the July 4th.
Everyone should plan to come.
Yes. I was planning to come, but after the action on July 4th in Philadelphia, and I guess up front we'll give some immediate information plugs for you to peruse while making plans to come to Philadelphia, or at least to publicize it. The big group, of course, is justiceinjuly.org, and in Philadelphia, defenestrator.org, and a whole calendar of events and up-to-the-minute information, promo, and plugs from Philadelphia's Independent Media Center, the great Philly IMC siblings, or parents of Radio Volta, PhillyIMC.org, and it is endorsed by my delightful guest, Everlasting Godstopper. Hello, and welcome to The Reverend Is In on this foreplay to the Philly July 4th Action Show.
Thank you very much for having me, Reverend Bill Byrne. It's very nice to be here again on your lovely radio show. And hello to everyone in the God is a Lie chat room, as we've returned to the God is a Lie name, since everyone loved it so much. Even though we are an atheist network radio chat on MSN, we found that the God is a Lie name is just more fun and exciting and thrilling for all of our friends. It's also the first hit you get with Google when you put my real name in there, so I figured I might as well go with the advertising that existed. So anyway, we're very happy to be here, and this weekend, in addition to the justiceinjuly.org peace rally and their legally permitted march through the streets of Philadelphia, we're also celebrating the opening of the National Constitution Center building. You can learn more information at constitutioncenter.org. I don't think anyone's really going to look at these websites, Reverend, do you?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not. You know what? You can just email me directly.
At
godstopper@atheistnetwork.com and tell me if you want to come to Philly with me and celebrate our nation's birthday in our nation's birthplace. Wear your birthday suit. It's going to be a great party. All the atheists are going to be right out front at Fifth and Arch at the front of the new National Constitution Center building, which is paid for with your tax dollars by an act of Congress.
And I'll bet you any amount of money that there'll be some kind of relic in there that'll make the Taliban proud, some kind of God thing or church and state thing.
Well, there's like going to be
In God We Trust. Or
there's going to be 14,000 Muslims and so many Christians we won't be able to count them, and a couple dozen atheists. Whoever comes and joins us, I know we have members from the Freethought Society of Greater Philadelphia. You can check them out at fsgp.org, and lots of members of American Atheists. People are coming from all over to Philadelphia for July 4th, 9 a.m. at 5th and Arch. I will be there.
They're coming, eh? That's good news.
It's very good news, Reverend Bookhorn. Thank you for letting me tell everyone
about
it.
I don't know if my religion will be represented there, we who worship Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian movie, but we will.
But see, the work that atheists do to ensure our own constitutional rights goes.
That's a good point. It's one of the only components of diversity and multicultural. 80% of the time, the presenter is virtually clueless when it comes to the same diversity and integration principles regarding their own Christian supremacy. And it's the same logic as these higher power pushers who are like, well, we're not pushing it. We're just saying, God, give me the serenity. Or, well, we're not really Christian supremacists.
We're not trying to teach your kids to pray in school, but
we're just saying,
God.
Oh, God, help us, or in God we trust. And I say, well, if you have trouble understanding that, then substitute Lucifer from the dark side, you know, sister base, sexual partner, the looter of WPEV, and say,
in Satan we trust, but we're not really pushing it. We're just getting in touch with our lower power.
And,
he's so satanic.
The Reverend from the dark side welcome you to our diversity training, but we're not promoting our own individual beliefs. We are just saying our common spirituality is a unifier for the greater good.
And can I say that I'm not promoting my own disbeliefs? I'm just seeking other atheists to join me for the fun party.
I see. So, when you were spanked on the air on the last show, you weren't imposing that against like people who are anti-spanking. You were just saying that it was a part of your general philosophy of inclusiveness and multiculturalism. No, I understood the point well.
Oh, okay, good.
It was well made.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
Don't we have a song to play?
Yeah, she says that every time it gets hot in here. Actually,
I know. If I'm in the chat room, I say, why is God a lie?
We are in beautiful West Philadelphia where it is very hot. So wherever else you are in the world.
So.
Yes. And there's songs, so you won't be too embarrassed.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. I try hard to do it, and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. Why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. But they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. There's pills on the side. Just me and two guys who's on the frame of my side. You will not have any pain. I'm afraid my sister's getting away. I'm not drinking. I was in my room, and I was staring at the wall, thinking about everything, but then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear it, and I just started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. She went to it with the seat. I'm not going to see a seat. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good damn straight. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the dessert. You've got to be crazy. Here's the dessert. I'm sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up the chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody, and we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Then go to pick one race, leave me something ever day. One time they pick my ass, then maybe I'll be dead.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned off. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have some enhanced background sounds thanks to my guest, Everlasting God's Daughter.
That wasn't me.
That was her.
No, it wasn't.
She's holding the microphone by her ass.
I am not.
It's a very phallic looking thing.
Don't mention my ass.
She's trying to look like the porn star we were watching.
No, I'm not.
Before coming onto the show.
Darn.
And there's no shame. No, you wouldn't. Okay, Asshole of the Week is Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, an Osama bin Laden clone, a heavily Taliban-influenced Christian supremacist and bigot and church-state blender. Blender.
Yay, theocracy.
Yay, theocracy, says Antonin Scalia, who's upset about the ruling that overturned the ban on gay sex in the privacy of one's home.
I think we should all commit sodomy. To celebrate.
Well, if you want to lead by example, that could be good for your organization.
It's legal now.
As your leader. That I think that's a very good idea. Anton Scalia actually said these quotes. The dissenters in the majority opinion that overturned the ban on privacy rights grounds
take sides in the cultural war.
Patrick Buchanan language.
Take sides in the cultural war.
And
largely signed on to the homosexual agenda.
Whatever that is.
And the end of all moral legislation.
The other dissenters were Rehnquist and Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, Rehnquist
some real
retire.
Stand-up guys. Well, at least it's one of the assholes retiring. So they'll replace him with another asshole, but at least it's a guy who's already anti-choice and anti-everything else and in love with the Bush regime. So, Supreme Court Justice Taliban clone Bin Laden 69er Antonin Scalia, you are Asshole of the Week. Don't you get tired of that sound after a while?
I get tired of it after a while. Everybody does. Everyone in the network radio land. Wishing it would just stop now.
Well, it just ended.
It did. What are we going to talk about now, Reverend Bookburn?
You just heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hua, and Artist Unknown did Masturbator to the tune of Macarena.
Wait a minute. How come you play that song every time I'm on?
Well, I watch you sit there during the other songs and say, oh, yeah, a masturbation song.
No.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
You can masturbate in front of your clergy person.
It's
not
a
crime.
Radio, right?
And even if it is a crime, then let it be an act of civil disobedience and direct action.
Does the Supreme Court ruling cover masturbation, too, or are they going to, like, tell us
how
we can masturbate?
You cannot masturbate in the privacy of your own home. That is against God. It is a moral crime.
In Texas, you can't have more than five vibrators.
No birth control, no gay sex, no straight sex, no abortion, no porn, no webcam girls, and no nothing. So saith the American Christian Taliban. And don't you touch your own.
I know.
That is so suggestive, that microphone.
Don't talk about that. Don't we have some events to plug? Hey, you know.
Everlasting Godstopper is holding Ron Jeremy's penis while we speak. Let me do the other songs.
Oh,
and before L7's Let's Lynch the Landlord, you heard Suicidal Tendencies doing Institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
And started off with John Prine doing Illegal Smile. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is foreplay to the Philly July 4th actions, and the live guest is Everlasting Godstopper.
And you can meet me in Philly on July 4th at Fifth and Arch at 9 a.m. for the dedication and grand opening of the Constitution Center building, paid for with our tax dollars.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to bump a lot of stuff that I was going to talk about in the event that the live guests canceled and there was no live guests. So next week, you're going to get the content of the next George Bush letter to Reverend Bookburn. It'll be on his unbirthday show next Sunday night, and that is it's a letter about why he punked out of showing up at his scheduled Philly appearance. And decided to play it safe and talk to troops again.
Photo op.
Yes, people who were talked into dying for oil and Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation profits. So he punked out and he wrote it in a letter to me, but you're not going to get it until next week's show, George W. Bush's unbirthday party. Available by email and stuff I'm not going to read or get into. The FBI arrests 8 in Vieques, and also send you a good link if you're interested in that. The U.S. military's bombing experiment on the island of Vieques, the very inhabited island, I might ask. And that is available by email. So is an article entitled, It's a Girl Thing. Britain is experiencing a new licentiousness, writes Tiffany Dark, as women adopt an unprecedented openness about the pursuit of sexual pleasure. But are the sex toys and tumbling taboos symbols of female emancipation or a danger to society?
I go with the danger.
Why can't it be both? A symbol of female
both.
Emancipation and a danger to society.
Dangerous masturbation?
So, you know, the people who say it's a danger to society really are kind of limp dick people who are closeted sexual people and say, oh, but I want family values and moral crusading and censorship.
And boring messages.
Until I hide my own activities in the dark, like my clergy people. So that article is available by email, and we will not discuss it.
And if you want to email the Reverend Brookburn, that's quail@sjcbc.org.
Yes. And also send you an article if you want this.
I send them everything.
Court battle to protect whales against deadly Navy sonar. Oh, you want to hear the Aaron Boy stuff? You'll like this.
I don't know if I can feel too sorry for whales.
This is from the site you turned me on to, Info Clearinghouse, or Information Clearinghouse, I forget what it's called. But it's an article entitled Aaron Boy. It's about George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, idiot, moron Bush. And this is real quotes. This is real fucking quotes. You're not even going to believe this. This is a real quote. Quote. God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck. Then he instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did, and now I am determined to solve the problems in the Middle East.
Wait a minute.
This is real.
God started the war.
Yes.
I have to stop that.
If you can help me, I will act, and if not, the elections will come, and I will have to focus on them. That was George W. Numbnuts Bush to Palestinian Prime Minister, and that's at Information Clearinghouse.
That God's bigger than your God.
I'll forward that to you if you also want. And it'll be on the playlist if you get the notoriously long playlist and show summary.
And if you don't already get the playlist, you can ask the Reverend for it, or you can ask me for it. I always have it if you find me in Atheist Network chat or God is a Lie chat. I am usually in both chats at once when I'm chatting. So you can ask me, oh, Everlasting Godstopper, please send me the Reverend's playlist. I'd rather go through you than him because you have such a great voice.
And you always masturbate on his show.
No, I... The Reverend Bookburn is such a sick pervert. I just want everyone to know this. Go on, Reverend. Don't we have some...
Oh, speaking of sick perversions, you'll like this. This is a clergy person.
Oh, good.
This is another perverted clergy person. Did you ever hear of Jimmy McCrary, Jr.?
I think I have.
All right. Well, this is Pastor. This is another Pastorbater. Not the Pastorbater who's my live guest and friend. But his name is a Pastorbater, but he is a Pastorbater. And his name is Pastor Jimmy McCrary, Jr. And he's more than a Pastorbater. He is also a closet sex worker, a closet cross-dressing sex worker. So while he's telling his inner-city community how women do not deserve rights, or gays don't deserve rights, and censorship, and bad birth control, and abortion, and blah, 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 blah.
He's half gay and
he's
half woman.
He's putting on, yeah, and this picture is the ugliest fucking picture, and not to be judgmental, but it is Jimmy McCrary Jr., and you can look at that at thesmokinggun.com. You have to say thesmokinggun.com/archive/McCrary, McCrary mug.
Oh, please, no one's writing this down.
/HTML or .HTML, one of those. And he was busted for prostitution, in which he pled guilty.
Naughty.
I will forward that to you. You will not believe this guy. And this I'll send by email and not talk about. A new study, and Godstopper, you can feel free to dispute this.
Oh,
according to a new scientific study, females get aroused by both genders.
Of course we do. Duh.
Yeah, I thought that would be good for the show you were on.
I don't see a problem with that. Do you?
No, not at all.
No, people are sexy. I'm not a gender bigot. I say, hey, you're cute. Well, that was when I was single. Now I just say, hey, you're cute. I'll think about you later.
I'll take home mental imagery for later.
Theater of the mind.
That works.
The things I do for Atheist Radio. But we need to change the subject, Reverend.
Okay. There is a guy who worked for one of the big corporate media monopolies and supposedly leaked all these documents telling them how to frame the war coverage, how to frame the coverage of W. Numbnuts Bush, and all kinds of other bullshit. And it's stuff everyone in independent media has always suspected, but it is very creepy to read it in print. And that's from, and I don't even know what this is, TBR News. In-house memos on television news presentations, tbrnews.org/archives/
blah, blah.
Small letters. Stop. That
Ow,
fucks me up.
Kick me.
tbrnews.org/archives/a441 .htm. She does far worse.
I'm going to kick you really hard. Soon.
And one more plug and then more music.
Uh-huh.
You are the rudest guest.
I know.
United Students Against Sweatshops having a conference in August. Stop. August 8th through 10th.
You have an hour of me left, baby. You're stuck.
Normally I
me.
Consent to torture, but...
I'm going to...
United Students Against Sweatshops conference, August 8th through 10th. usasnet.org.
USAS?
Oh, and Helen Back and the Straight Razors are in a movie. Check them out at helenback.net. And
don't move when I'm
in Philadelphia on July 19th. You can see their movie. Stay tuned for details. I'm not going to do video reviews because
I'm going to mention the atheist meetup.
I'm not going to concentrate when I'm being assaulted by a maniac.
Can I record the atheist meetup on the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m.?
You can. One more thing before I space it out. Exonerated in New York City, a play about the death penalty at the 45 Bleecker Theater in Greenwich Village. 45 Bleecker Theater, exonerated. DNA testing proving that a guy on death row, actually a whole lot of guys, were not guilty of the crime charge.
Mm.
Oh, another thing.
Let's change
the plug for the site that Lord Jesus talked about, because people asked me about it. The psychedelic and mind-trippy kinds of patterns and weird stuff is at virtualom.com. Are you oming? Are you meditating?
Something like that.
Are you rubbing crystals?
No.
Are you rubbing little pleasure beads like
I'm about
the
to kick
anti-abortion
you
protesters?
I can reach your face.
I am holding my pleasure beads and the statue of Mary that's shaped like a dick.
Look how close my foot is to your face.
Oh, man. This is more S&M than if Jennifer Hunter was my live guest.
I'm just the backup dom.
You know what? Yeah, you're a backup dom. You're the third string live guest.
I am.
And you're a psycho. But,
get out. No way. Duh.
Not that that's direly bad, but...
And you can meet me.
And you, if you want to beat
this
violent,
song.
Aggressive woman.
I'm not violent or aggressive. I'm the nicest godstopper in the whole world. Play a song.
Yeah, she makes up for it.
I do. He's not playing a song. He's like wandering about the studio, looking around for music to play. He's got it all written down.
What are you, the narrator?
You guys. I am the narrator.
Okay, this is necessary to lead up to the song.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, that Bonerhead, Bono, wanted to record from Congress this total Taliban clone named Orrin Hatch. You may remember from the impeachment days. It was an impeachment for a little thing, like lying about weapons of mass destruction and causing death for profits and lying to the whole nation about serious shit.
And the world.
It was about something horrible, like a blowjob from an intern. And that Orrin Hatch, recorded by Bonohead Bono. That guy is talking, just like the Recording Industry Association of America, about setting stuff up so that they can, to use Hatch's word, he really did say this, destroy the computers that download music. And pirate anything. Yeah, Hatch wants to destroy your computer.
That's right.
And these assholes are talking like this in Congress. The people in the IR, the RIAA, and Orrin Hatch. So we don't condone anything illegal on the show, but we would understand if people wanted to do a massive...
Arr, mateys. We love you, pirates.
If you wanted to do a massive download civil disobedience, we would understand it, but we don't condone it. Or if you decided that these people, these assholes, who rip off the artists anyway...
The name caller.
...don't want to buy more CDs and give these people more billions in profits, we would understand that, too. But mostly the downloading civil disobedience.
They want to file personal lawsuits against individual people who are downloading music from the internet. So you
we're going to chase you down.
Can be tracked down for downloading music.
So I thought we'd play
sharing
a song
music.
By Bow Wow Wow. This is from a 7-inch by them from eons ago. In the days when you could only pirate by cassette. And the single is actually called Sun, Sea, and Piracy. And the song is The Different Times You Can Get on a Blank Cassette.
I...
This song is called C-30, C-60, C-90, Go. Are you ready, Godstopper?
Go!
The coolest thing that Jesus ever did, you know the story about where he's at the wedding, you know, and they run out of wine, and Jesus turns the water into wine? That's cool, you know? That'd be great. I mean, you know, if you liked wine. Otherwise, it would kind of suck, you know? Out in the desert, middle of the day, trying to quench your thirst, you know, take a big old, oh, Jesus. Who did this? Is it Jesus? Yeah, we'll turn it back, all right? I got kids here. It's 103 degrees, you know? Maybe we all don't want to get a buzz on right now. Yeah. But what a hassle for Jesus, though. I mean, that's why he had so many followers. You know, they were all severe alcoholics. They were willing to follow him, just running around going, Jesus, pond, pond, Jesus. Jesus, pond, do the, come on. Ah. And what a bummer for him, you know, he's up at night trying to write his diary or whatever he does, you know, and he's in his tent and people are like partying in the next tent. He's just being hassled by those guys, you know, coming in going, hey, Jesus, sorry to disturb, just one thing, I'm hanging out with Matthew and Luke, and we have done run out of wine. So, if you could get to it, you know, on your own time there, just do your little nick-a-nick-a-do, and fill that bad boy up, and so we can, and also one more thing, you know, I don't know if you can do this or not, but I was just wondering, I got this sage I don't know. Okay. If you can. All right.
Okay, gonna play another song from Rise Above, but you haven't heard this before. If you want to check out Rise Above, which is all Black Flag songs by various artists, you can get it at henryrollins.com. And for information on the West Memphis 3, to whom this CD and Rise Above tour are the benefits for, to free the West Memphis Three, you can go to WM3.org. Last week you heard Lord Jesus going on and on about coffee, being that he is a fiend. The Reverend is a fiend, but only in the morning. And so I would say a good part of the creative process of this show is spending mornings with my coffee goddesses, and sadly one place ended, but the Reverend has new ones here and there. And the coffee goddesses, of course, deserve credit, because then the writing pad comes out and they get to hear about the show and the Reverend talking all speedy and making fun of their bosses, who are usually these little dinky men who are like walking around like, "Hey, you get over there, hey, you do it," you know, and being general dickheads. So who knows if they listen or not, doesn't matter. Love them anyway, and going to play them a song because I haven't in a while. So, to the Reverend's coffee goddesses, going to play a track from Rise Above. Let's see.
I have coffee in the mornings in the chat rooms.
It's 420. It's disc 4, track 20.
The chat rooms.
Yeah, you drink coffee during chat
rooms. I do drink coffee during chat in the morning.
And Ms. Terry is sucking on her coffee when she opens her email in the morning. And if she writes to you, she will be just coming out of her morning fog.
If I write to you, I'll be just having my coffee, too. So
okay.
Know.
So, to my coffee goddesses,
thank you for all
of the stimulation and contributions to the creative process of this show.
If I worship these goddesses, does that mean I'm not an atheist anymore?
I don't know technically or care. I will worship them. I don't care what definitions are. I'm clergy, and I have no affiliations with any organization or movement.
Okay, then I'll still just
even though I support a lot of shit. So I'm an individual first, last, and in between. So to my worshipped coffee goddesses, this is Henry Rollins doing Black Coffee.
Stab to my heart, but it's all in my mind, my mind,
Okay, gonna play two international songs for people we've heard from in the recent past. The first is from Belgium, and the second is from Australia. I just totally fucked that up. Australia is first, and then Belgium. So the first song is by Depression. And it's called What a Strange World. And that will be followed by Moral Demolition from Belgium doing Police State.
What a moral.
So, hello, Australia. This is What a Strange World by Depression.
Let's run! Let's run!
You just heard Moral Demolition from Belgium doing Police State, Depression from Australia doing What a Strange World, Henry Rollins did Black Coffee, where the Reverend's Coffee Goddesses from the Rise Above Benefit CD, Articles of Faith did American Dreams, Tom Lehrer did Be Prepared, David Cross did Water into Wine, and that's from the Shut Up You Fucking Baby comedy CD.
That doesn't sound very nice.
No. And started off with Bow Wow Wow doing C-30, C-60, C-90, go. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is foreplay to the Philly July 4th action.
That's right.
Ooh, and my live guest is the Everlasting Godstopper, speaking of action. And we are making nice after we have assaulted each other and did miscellaneous stuff.
A little bit.
But mostly me on the receiving end.
He kicked first.
And,
That's wrong.
But it was kind of like, I would say it was more like the wrestlers than like bona fide brawling, per se.
Well, they don't know.
I mean, it was kind of like pleasure fighting.
You got pleasure from that fighting? Reverend Booker,
we'll talk.
You are so naughty. You bad.
You have a nice assault. I keep forgetting you're married.
Anyway. I don't.
Just for a little while.
Well, you know, we only got half an hour left. Who knows what might happen.
Did you know that they ruled that U.S. public libraries can have these filters?
Ooh.
And, okay, they justify these things by saying we don't want people to access porn
at
the public library.
Filter.
But let me tell you about these fucking filters. And filter fucking.
Filters. Wait a minute.
They filter out anything that is
like
called objectionable information. Yes, including condoms. Including birth control information.
Breast cancer information.
And breast cancer information. Everything that's obscene. But obscene in the mind of the American Christian Taliban. People who make laws. So, these filters are a sham. Because they're packaging it as protecting the children against the evils of porn. But in reality, it is also blocking out objectionable information.
The government wants to
protect you from the
internet.
And that's as defined by assholes. Yes, and speaking of information, since we all need to be resources for everyone we know who needs it, you can get information on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com.
Cool.
Yes.
I don't need any. Well, I'm married, so, you know.
Marriage is birth control?
Oh, no, but...
Speaking of birth control, Bill Baird is in the news. What an argument for birth control.
Get married, you'll never have sex again.
I know, you're not selling marriage very well.
No, I'm selling atheism.
Okay, Bill Baird of the Pro-Choice League, Bill Baird and Joni Scott of Pro-Choice League went out to protest in front of the anti-abortion National Right to Life Convention in that fascist Nazi state called Missouri. And I don't know what happened. I have to find out the details, but he got arrested. And yeah, he was a birthday boy recently. We played him some songs the last show or two.
I remember. I listened.
So, that's right, you're a listener.
I'm a huge
fan.
Live with the Reverend Is In.
You're a huge fan.
I'm a what? Don't say that I'm huge. I'll bitch slap you. Bitch.
Really?
Ow. That hurt me.
Do it near the microphone.
You're not supposed to ask for it. I'm just supposed to get you an ow.
I know. I'm not a good guy.
No, he's not. I'm trying to hit him. It's hurting me.
Hey, wait. Criminal, don't leave. But,
I'm out of here, dude. Yo.
Stay. But, where were we? Oh, Bill Baird got arrested, and I'll try to find out the details for you, and hopefully for the George W. Bush unbirthday party show next Sunday night, and it really is that idiot's birthday. the Village Idiot, who became president by a coup in 2000. Oh, yeah, somebody has to sing that to him. Maybe Ms. Terrier.
Yeah, I
Lisa Bouchel. And you can send Bill Baird a couple of bucks to it. ProChoiceLeague.com.
Hey, you know what?
I know it's coming.
No, wait. You can send me a couple of bucks, too. You have to ask in the God is Alive chat or on the Atheist Network message board. Godstopper is accepting your donation to help fight the
cause. Okay. And she does do this kind of dancer thing. She got a lot of money out of Marlon, the great engineer
radio, man,
Radio Volta,
wrong.
One at a time she was here. So, Godstopper will work with Dance for Tips.
I what?
Is that guy listening, by
is
the
this,
way?
Is this part of the...
Is your psycho husband listening?
He's not a psycho. He's married to me. Poor thing.
That's not evidence to the contrary.
If you were stuck with me forever... You'd probably be all moody about it, too.
The microphone she's holding doesn't really look like an enormous penis. That's
it's
just
green.
Radio Victor and it's green.
It's green, okay? It's like Kermit the Horse. I don't know. This is the biggest... Don't get a picture of this. No one wants to see
they want
this
to see
big,
it.
Giant...
Even your friends are instant messaging.
No, they're not. You guys get out of instant messenger right now. Everybody sign off. And you know, those people who use, I don't want to say what my AIM name is. You know what? You can just find me on the Atheist Network message board and you can get all the details about my personal life, more information than anyone should ever know about me. You can find it at the Atheist Network message board and God is a Lie chat. And the Atheist Network real chat. That's our little secret.
That's beautiful.
It is.
New from Dr. Susan Block. DrSusanBlock.com. I know anything that isn't you.
Mine's so much better. No one cares about Dr. No, I'm just
the
Dr.
Greatest,
Susan Block is cool.
The greatest sexologist in the world and friend of the Reverend's who had me as a live guest last November.
Oh.
DrSusanBlock.com. Had as a live guest on her last show the sensuous techno-gothic Middle East fusion sinful dance troupe called Desert Sin.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I missed that because I was partying with Jennifer Hunter. But,
the Reverend was Christ.
But I'm sure it was a great show. I was in worship mode. And check out her article at drsusanblock.com called Sex Lies and Weapons of Mass Destruction and her protest against the anti-dancer and anti-lap dance law proposed by the Hollywood and Los Angeles Taliban that got shot down. In case some idiot wants to tell you that change that never happens and the protests don't work. So, check all of that out. That's at What's New. And future guests at shows upcoming. The Reverend live on her show. What the fuck is that?
We're being banned.
It's Ayatollah Ashcraft coming in to put an end to cyber
radio
broadcasting.
Show you have reached has been canceled.
Yeah. This is the Fatherland Security Thugs. Orrin Hatch is
We're
destroying
us. We're shutting you down now.
Yeah. Bono, a Bonerhead's friend, Hatch, is fucking with this broadcast. The Hollywood Taliban protests at DrSusanBlock.com. What's new? Because they defeated the anti-lap dance law. Victory for the people.
And everyone knows that we need lap dancers. The world would not be the same
without
them.
That's right. As a clergy person, I am in the miracle business, and miracles have happened during lap dances.
Mm.
I can testify to that. As can Reverend Swagger, Reverend Dobson, Reverend Robertson, and the leader of Operation Rescue.
Woohoo!
So, having said that...
I wasn't really yoo-hooing. I was just kidding.
You can yoo-hoo. This machine
We're having
is
technical difficulties
insane.
Here at the Radio Volta studio.
And,
I think you're going
to
have
check
to
out,
shut that thing off.
Check out Rick Santorum Presents Animal Sex at ricksantorum.net. And that'll be on the playlist, which you will get from Godstopper or me.
Yes.
Oh, the racist scum, Strom Thurmond, is dead.
Ding
I know
dong,
you're
the
sad.
Dead.
Yes. At age
word.
100. No, you call me obscene.
I didn't.
You say that. Strom Thurmond, now dead. And there's an article at alternet.org called Strom Thurmond Will Not Be Missed. That is at alternet.org. And a guy the Reverend met at a demonstration years ago named Ron Kovic. He was the subject of the Born on the 4th of July movie.
Woo-hoo!
There's an article either by him or about him called Ron Kovic Reborn at truthout.org. And also at truthout.org, 10 appalling lies we were told about Iraq. And since I did turn Jennifer Hunter onto the Caligula movie, that can be the video review of the week. Caligula. There is violence in it and graphic sex.
Graphic.
As opposed to non-graphic sex.
There's non-graphic
and sex. There's also graphic sex in the erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars. Oh, I forgot to show you that.
You didn't show me that?
No.
The Reverend didn't show
by
me.
By T.L. and Susie Wall. And it supports them in their court case against the Nazi state of Missouri, charging them with prostitution, a married couple, for their sexual techniques workshops. All of this is at videoalt.com, as well as their entire video line. Another plug, sorry, Godstopper. Jello Biafra's Spoken Word CD. I am. AlternativeTentacles.com. Jello Biafra's Spoken Word. Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands, as well as other spoken word and great music articles, including the Articles of Faith CD you heard earlier, and the Bush It CD, and a great, incredible compilation. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Ward Sutton's Schlock and Roll Cartoons at Sutton Impact Studios. And since she's not interrupting, HeadsMagazine.com, the great August issue.
I'll interrupt for Heads.
Heads Magazine. And you would love that.
I would.
It has pictures of buds you would like.
Oh, I don't do that.
HeadsMagazine.com. I forgot.
I'm a grown-up.
This is all non-public information about her that we're talking about.
Now you're talking about a magazine.
That's right. We're talking about a magazine. You know that there's a new security device at airports that x-ray through clothes. So they're looking at your private parts, your full breasts, your... Yes. You're everything.
They're going to do what to my what?
When you go through the airport, they're going
to
look at your naked body. So I was thinking that maybe that's a place for Reverend Jimmy McCrary and Reverend Dobson and Swaggart Baker and all these other clowns and all these other moral crusaders who pretend to be sex negatives.
Yeah, that's talk about July 4th.
And family values, Congress people. Well, don't you want to know that you could be flashing without even knowing it when you go through the airport?
I'm not going to go through the airport, ever. No, I drive, or walk, or take the bus. I'm taking the bus into Philadelphia on July 4th.
You are? Happening on July 4th?
On July 4th, it'll be the grand opening of the National Constitution Center building, and at 12 noon, you could check out Peter Jennings going to have a... It's not a discussion. I think it is an actual video that Peter Jennings did regarding religious freedoms under the Constitution, although that starts at 12 noon, and who knows what all of us godless heathen atheists are going to want to be doing in Philadelphia on July 4th. You will have to join me to find out. You'll have to find out what I'm wearing, because we still don't have a wardrobe chosen for this event.
That'll be taken care of. And you can go to justiceinjuly.org for demonstration information, or phillyimc.org.
Oh, yeah. Or just write to me at
Godstopper
at atheistnetwork.com.
And send her your thoughts of what she should wear.
People, send to me. You know what? Anyone who's listening to this, just send me a little note. Hi, Godstopper. You sounded... And then fill in the blank of how I sounded and be nice.
That's
be
a good
honest.
Idea.
And, you know, let us know that you heard us and that you appreciate what we're doing here for you. To you.
There's a correction for a song title from last week's show, The Return of Lord Jesus. I care. I heard it.
Aww.
The West Coast pop art experimental band song was actually titled, Suppose They Gave a War and No One Comes.
Is that like touch your sack, not a rack?
Touch your sack, not a... Masturbate for peace, dot...
Yes, we all supported Masturbate for Peace.
That was a good one.
That was one of the best sites ever. I really, really like that one.
That site was...
That was one
anti-war website that I could endorse with great enthusiasm.
And you did.
And I did.
And there's a new presidential candidate. I don't know how this campaigning is going to be done, but...
Nude?
Yes. A nude candidate.
Naked guy for president?
I think it's a guy.
I'm done with Howard Dean.
All right. Whatever.
I'm not even a freaking Democrat.
The song that we dedicated at the beginning of the show, the Butthole Surfers barbecue folk song, went out to the Dutch ship called, what is it, Women on Waves. What they're doing is they're taking women in hostile to women countries, which is, what, every
this
country.
This week that boat was in Poland.
They went to Poland. What they do, let me tell them what they do first.
Okay.
They take women away from these horrible countries that have anti-abortion laws, and they sail out into international waters and give them, I guess, ECP or something, or get an abortion there. And they went to Poland, where that wingnut cross-dressing pope, nothing against real cross-dressers, but, you know, that cross-dressing pope, you know, is such an influence. And these people threw, like, on the women who are there to greet them at the dock. They were throwing red paint on them
assaulting
them and doing all this crazy shit.
And it was all old white men protesting against what the young women were going to do with their own bodies. These old guys who haven't gotten laid in so long that if they...
And if they did, it would be like 10 seconds.
Shooting dust, but that would be probably too raunchy for your show. They couldn't impregnate
someone. Yeah, it's too raunchy for the show.
Okay. Yeah.
So they got a song dedication earlier because they're still moving on. Oh, and they also got hassled by the authorities. They got fined.
Hassled by everybody.
They got, I think they were going to seize a lot of equipment and all that. Yes.
Well, if a woman knows that she's not ready to be a mother, you know, motherhood is so important that we shouldn't just be breeding all over the place.
Yes.
Nasty.
Careful when you breed.
And, you know, if you're here at the Radio Volta studios, you can prevent breeding all over the place by checking out the condom box or the Volta cum catchers. Which I am, there's a giant box of condoms. Last time I was here, I got them. I don't know why, since I'm married and we, you know, don't really need condoms. But there's a whole lot of condoms here. So if you are in Philadelphia for any upcoming events and happen to need extra condoms, please let me know. I have them.
Those are provided by DJ, Radio Volta DJ Mediatrix, who does a show Thursday nights and does safe sex work and needle exchange work and all kinds of cool stuff.
And
so thank you.
There's a request here written on the box of Volta cum catchers.
It says,
yo, whoever gets the condoms, get some ultra thin ribbed ones. Thanks.
Okay. No name.
At the bottom. Somebody signed
up. Let me see the handwriting. Thanks. Matt... Mass Blow Rock?
I don't know. Mass
Blow Rock.
Somebody
Oh, wait. Mass Blow Rock. All right. Mass Blow Rock wants people in the Philadelphia area to put on ultra-thin ribbed ones and then visit.
What do we have here?
Him or her. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. We got a couple different kinds of condoms over here.
Oh, this is a great lead-in for this song, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and this is also for those people in Atheist Network Radio Land who want to catch other Radio Volta shows. Check out RadioVolta.org, and you can tune in there.
Yes, and of course we've been doing song dedications every week for Radio Volta because they were looted, including a radio transmitter, from Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay of West Philadelphia, community leader, and person who hallucinates angels. So, hello and love to Sister Bay. I see statues crying blood. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I see miracles.
Holy moly, bubbles of God.
And I want to counsel you and talk to you about your mental health. And counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. And be your faith-based social worker.
That's right, Reverend Bookburn.
Yes.
All right, Rev, what do we got next?
Speaking of cum catchers and sex and Radio Volta and Sister Bay being Satan's sexual partner.
And I didn't make up this cum catcher thing. It says that on the box.
Godstopper.
Okay, so don't blame
being
me.
A very horny guest.
I am not. Stephen.
This is a request by her.
Just because I'm holding handfuls of condoms.
Just because you're holding a phallic microphone and all these sex toys.
I got
the
microphone in one hand.
Products.
I got all these condoms.
This is a special request by live guest Everlasting Godstopper.
I'm going to have a party on the 4th of July. I'm bringing these freaking things with me.
The band is called Black Flag. And this song requested by Godstopper is called Slip It In.
I requested what?
Slip It In.
Oh my goodness.
Hey mama. Come on.
I don't know.
one you always play masturbation songs when I'm on your show. What song was that?
That was The Prisoners doing Masturbation Machine, which is actually about television.
Yeah, but for some reason, whenever I'm on his show, he thinks that we're still doing the masturbation show from the last time, and,
I know, you're an organizer.
Everything thing.
And before that, you heard Black Flag doing Slip It In. That was a special request by Everlasting Elsa.
I did not request that song, but you know, Reverend Bookburn, you know what the Reverend did while we were playing that song? He took pictures of me that will never, ever, ever see the light of day. If anyone from my chat room gets a hold of these pictures,
it was her holding the microphone at different places, including her mouth.
He had some ideas about the microphone, and he
Well, you can send it to every picture, so I feel no guilt.
So it's radio, so you guys will never know for sure exactly what those pictures
might be. Person, guy, instant messaging me about the pictures.
Everybody.
There's some great pictures tonight.